The List of Kings, Joshua 12, 6 through 24.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Moses, the servant of Yahweh, and the children of Israel struck them. Moses, the servant of Yahweh, gave it for a possession to the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. These are the kings of the land whom Joshua and the children of Israel struck beyond the Jordan westward, from Baal-Gad, in the valley of Lebanon, even to Mount Halak, that goes up to Seir. Joshua gave it to the tribes of Israel for a possession according to their divisions, in the hill country, and in the lowland, and in the Arabah, and in the slopes, and in the wilderness, and in the south. The Hittite, the Amorite, and the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. The king of Jericho won. The king of Ai, which is beside Beth-El, won. The king of Jerusalem won. The king of Hebron won. The king of Jarmuth won. The king of Lachish won. The king of Eglon won, the king of Gezer won, the king of Debir won, the king of Geder won, the king of Horma won, the king of Arad won, the king of Libna won, the king of Adullam won, the king of Makeda won, the king of Beth-El won, the king of Tapua won, the king of Hefer won, the king of Aphek won, the king of Lasharon won, the king of Madon won, the king of Hazor won, the king of Shimron-Meron won, the king of Ashaf won, the king of Taanach won, the king of Megiddo won, the king of Kadesh won, the king of Jokneam in Carmel won, the king of Dor in the height of Dor won, the king of Goyim in Gilgal won, the king of Tisra won, all the kings, 31. I can only think of one reason to fight the truth, and that's if you have a vested interest in making sure the people don't know it. Satan is good at arranging this situation in life. We do a pretty good job on our own, too. Here we have a list of kings whose land was taken on the west side of the Jordan. As we read earlier, God also gave them land on the east side of the Jordan. But that's not in focus here. God tells us later why Israel doesn't have the east bank of the Jordan anymore, but that doesn't mean that it won't return to them someday. The land of Israel is not the concern of men. The land belongs to God, according to the Bible. In fact, we all belong to God and are supposed to be taking all of our orders from Him. We aren't to decide for ourselves who gets what. We are supposed to be relying on God for everything. The real reason things get so confusing today is that this world refuses to recognize the Creator. Because of that, everything is questionable, and when everything is questionable, everything becomes a fight. If we all agree on a lie, then we will all suffer because only truth supports life. Peace will only rest on us when we all agree on the truth, and won't happen until the Prince of Peace comes and restores Israel to all of its land. Then everyone will be reminded that the truth was here in the Bible all along.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.